Praise the Lord. Happy to be out this morning. Such a privilege. Let's all stand, if you will. Bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we count ourselves a privileged people, Lord, to have a desire, Lord, together this morning. Lord, we know we're blessed. Lord, we appreciate every opportunity we have, Lord, together. Lord, we come in thy precious holy name this morning, Lord, asking you to move in every way, every word that's said, be according to your perfect will. Lord, just have your way now in the reign of service. Bless each and every one of us that's gathered. Bless those that can't be gathered this morning. Bless our hearts, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to reach down right now, Lord, in each room. Lord, and bless those who can't be with us this day. Let them know our hearts is with them. And Lord, may they receive a blessing from you this day also. We pray all of this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 138, and I only believe. My hope is built on nothing less. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest grain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. In the same book. Amen. From Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger. desire to be like Jesus. Amen. Praise his name. Page 24 in our Only Believe. Amen. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, its shadow or sunshine or rain. Amen. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, all of our worries in vain. Amen. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. I'm living by faith. Oh.
everlasting confine. He is great love. From all unseen, in a sheltering arm, I'm living by.
So thankful. And Lord, as we come to this portion of the service, Lord, this offering to upkeep this building, and Lord, give us a place to gather together. Yes. Pray that you would just bless and multiply, Lord. Bless those that give. Lord, as may your will be done in everything we ask. Be with the remainder of the service, we ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, thou Savior divine, oh, my nature refine. Till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Purity. Oh, thou Savior divine. Oh, my nature refine. Till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Raising our hand this morning. Amen. We'll just keep it before him. We bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a desire we have, Lord, to have that song in our life and our hearts. Lord, we want the beauty of you to be seen in us. Lord, all your passion and your purity. Lord, we just appreciate the desire you've placed in every heart to be here this morning. Lord, we just love and appreciate you, Lord, and so we come before you with all the needs of the people this morning. Lord, whatever may be weighing on each and every heart, each and every life, Lord, may it be a loved one or maybe a personal need in their own lives, Lord, you know all about it. Lord, there's no way we can express to you what you already know, what we need. Lord, we just ask you this morning that you take care of every situation, every need according to your perfect will. Lord, that it all may be to glorify you in the end, Lord. And Lord, may we speak up and give you all the glory and honor you truly deserve for everything you do in our lives. Lord, for you are so wonderful and you're so precious in our lives. Lord, without you, we'd be nothing. Lord, we ask you to be with all the ones that can't be here this morning, all the ones that may desire to be here. Lord, we ask you to be with them in a mighty way. Lord, just put your hand on their shoulder right now, Lord, to let them know that you're with them. Lord, you're always walking with them. You're always there when they need you. And Lord, let them know that the people right here love and appreciate them and praying with them. Lord, we just give you all the glory and honor, Lord. And more than anything in this life, we ask for revelation. Lord, as the word comes forth, may our hearts be open. Lord, whether it steps on our toes or gives us praise, Lord, for all that we've given to you, Lord, may we accept it. Lord, we're not here, Lord, to be seen. We're here to be soldiers, Lord, to move on and march on, Lord, to come home and to be with you one of these days, Lord. And Lord, we want your full preeminence in our lives, Lord. That's why we're here this day. Lord, may that be our greatest desire this day. Be with us now. Be with the man of the service. Be with the speaker of thy word. Lord, we give everything unto you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Anyone have a song in their heart or a special they'd like to sing? Amen. Anyone at all? Amen. At this time, let's just go ahead and stand and ask our pastor to come. Bring forth what the Lord's laid on his heart. Amen. Sing that little chorus, Only Believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we do not only bow our heads before you this morning, but our hearts also. That Lord Jesus, you could just speak to us through your precious word, the word that's so dear to our hearts in this last days. Lord, when we see how the enemy is trying to destroy it and trying to destroy the plan of God, but yet, Lord, there will always be victory through Jesus Christ. And we appreciate you, Father. I'm so thankful to be a part of that great team, Lord. Oh, God, that great commander that's in control of everything. And we appreciate you with all our heart. So we ask that you would just help us today now to receive the portion that we have need of as individuals. And you know our hearts. And just trust that each one of us will be able to yield to you and open our hearts to you, that you'd come in and speak to us and lead us and direct us, Lord, into the truth. We ask it again for your glory and honor, Lord, that thy name be blessed above all. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Truly again, it is a wonderful blessing, isn't it, to be in the house of the Lord and to come and listen to the Word of God. I enjoy the Word of God with all my heart. That's why I'm here. I'm excited about it. It's my life. It's my everything. And I just trust it will be your everything too. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles, if you'd like to turn with us, to the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter. Amen. So thankful to see Brother Solomon and his wife with us today. Amen. It's a long journey coming from up there. And remember Paul and Heather in prayer, because Heather come down with some kind of sickness last night. Seemed like it'd just be a stomach flu, but just praying God will bless her and strengthen her. Amen. But Matthew 13th chapter, and let's begin here, the 10th verse. Now I want you to listen very closely again this morning, and after I read my scripture, I'm going to ask Brother Timothy or one of the brothers to come up and put my board back up this morning. We're going to speak again this morning on these three kinds of believers. And trusting that as you see your position in this, that you'll be able to have this blessed assurance, you know, and be assured that you know where you stand in this hour and which group you fall in, you see. So we find Matthew 13, let's begin here at the 10th verse. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Now may the Lord bless through his word again. You may be seated. I was just thinking again about this, where he said, he answered and said to them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries. Now we've spoke the last couple times about, you know, it's so blessed and such a blessing to know that the word of God is being revealed to you. And you say, well, maybe I'm not quite sure it is. Well, we should know, and God give us the answer that we would be able to know if it's being revealed or not, because he told us in Future Home, if it's being revealed to us, it'll be vindicated. Yeah. And the entire word, not just part of it, but the entire word. It's not just a portion of it, it's not just a little bit of it, but it's the entire word of God. That's what the true evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is. And we realize that the true believer will truly have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They will be born again. And as I said, that's what we want to kind of bring to your attention again this morning, and trust you'll just open your heart and not let anything distract you. Don't think about who's sitting beside of you or what we're going to do when we get out of service and all that. But just open up your heart. We're here by God's blessings that he still gives us the opportunity to come together and to be together in fellowship. And to me, that's a wonderful blessing itself. Just be have fellowship with saints of like precious faith, you see. But where he says this, know the mysteries. Now, I got to thinking again about that mysteries. And if you look it up, and even Brother Branham quoted it when he talked about the mysteries. Brother Branham one time explained, he said, the mysteries is a previously hidden truth now divinely revealed. By who? By God himself, you see. The Holy Spirit, which is God in spirit form. So we realize that there is a people that's been blessed to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, as our Lord Jesus was traveling, and he before we read what we read in previous previous scriptures before this, he was talking about, you know, he was giving forth the parables, and we realized that the disciples, of course, asked the question, you know, why do you speak to them in parables? And then he gives them this answer. Well, it wasn't given to them to know. Now, I just can't, as I've said before, I just can't imagine being put in that position, that knowing that these things couldn't be revealed. I couldn't understand them. And though maybe I would try to and want to and long to, would never be able to get it, because it wasn't given in the first place to have it given to. Knowing it comes from God, it's the Holy Spirit revealing the word to you, and then for God to say, it's not for this one, it's not for that one, it's not for this one over here, but to you, it has been given. That just makes my heart rejoice and makes me appreciate. And you say, but how are you going to know, Brother Steve, you're one of them? Because you're able to understand the word for your day. As it's revealed, it comes forth, it's revealed to you, and you know exactly what God wants, you see. It's no fumbling around about it, which we'll kind of read about here a little bit again. But like I say, you'll find today, Lord willing, for good time, we'll be talking about all three of these. And I want you to think, excuse me here, just a minute here. Let me just make a little note here so we'll know kind of what direction too we're going to be getting to. We're going to notice here the believer, of course, has eternal, and I can just tell you, but like I said, this way, you'll remember it. Eternal life, these two are lost. Now, these two here, keep in mind, it was not, this was not given to them to know. But to this one here, it was given to know. Now, it's simple as it can be. It's nothing hard to figure out or try to. You don't have to try to figure it out. It's just by faith you understand these things. But again, you'll see that this unbeliever and make-believer can be so much like the real up to certain points, you know. But then when it comes down to the entire word, they just can't get it, you see. And there's a lot of things that these two here can intellectually grasp. But that doesn't make it live. That doesn't make it express. That doesn't make it to where they're living by faith. But this believer here lives by what God has revealed to them. They live by revelation. Okay? These other two cannot. Okay? So let's just go on here and just find some scriptures here and read some things the prophet read. But before I do read some scriptures concerning going back to this, I want you to think again how blessed you are of being one that has the Word of God revealed to you. Again, now you don't have to sit there and wonder if it has, because you'll know if it has been revealed to you, it vindicates itself through you. It lives through you. You're not struggling, wrestling, fighting with it, pushing, trying to drag you, and all this. But you'll find it here. This is something that you'll know it's been revealed to you. There's no question, because the Word of God is plainly let us see whether one it is being revealed to. Now, this doesn't mean, as I speak these things, it may sound like I'm expecting you all to have this Word revealed to you. Just remember, until you really receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the new birth, you're not going to get everything like you need to. That's why the new birth is so important, to be able to have this Word revealed to you. Okay? That's why it is so important right now, especially as we see the last moments of time rolling upon us. It's closing out of time. Everything's moving in to getting ready for the rapture. The world's getting into condition. The prophet talked about the fall. The world is falling apart before the rapture, how it would take place. Here it is. It's moving in. It just keeps falling apart more and more. So we know truly that we're getting close to the appearing of the Lord. We still don't know the day or the hour. But we do know that it's getting very close. So we can expect that. And we can expect that if we are sitting here and even thinking or feeling something on the inside is pulling lightly, that by chance, or by God's grace, I should say, God's dealing with my heart, then I should run like I never have before and press and cry out to God, seek Him with all my heart, cry out in desperation for God to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Because I know I've got to have that. The Scripture tells you, ye must be born again. Okay, so this isn't something we can play with. This isn't something we can put off. This is something the urgency should be burning in our hearts now to make sure everything's just exactly the way God wants it to be if I'm expecting to be in that rapture. All right? So to find just how precious and how, I should say, special these people are, the believer to God, how special they are, I just thought I'd read one little special thing to kind of give us an idea how special this believer is to Him. Okay, he says here in the future home, of course, this was August 2nd, 1964, paragraph 301 beginning. Now the divine architect, now just listen to these few words. The divine architect has designed the new city where He will live with His bride. Okay? The divine architect has designed a city that He will live with His bride, which is going to be the believer, of course. Okay. Just to her touch. Now we may sit here and think, well, I'd like to have it like this, and I'd like to have it like that. Well, I'm going to tell you what I like is just leave it up to Him because He knows. Amen. He knows more than I do about it. You see? So He knows what our touch would be. He knows just what would be just what we loved. Just what we would the way we would want it to have it, you know. But this divine architecture, He done this divine work, building this city just for you, little bride, little believer, okay? Just to her touch, He says, and no wonder the apostle said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, or neither has it ever entered in the heart of man. let's see, he said, if we can probe into it just for a moment and what it's going to be like. And then he says, again, the divine architect has designed this for his beloved. Again, it's the believer. It's kind of something how everything starts with that B. Beloved, yeah, his bride, the believer. Yeah, okay. The divine architect has designed this for his beloved. And oh, what a place it must be. You know? When the divine nature, okay, a divine architect has designed it for a divine attribute. Oh, you're a part of that.
Amen.
Believer. Now these two isn't. Only this is a part of that. Okay? Now again, saints, I'm trusting you'll let the Word of God place a greater assurance in your heart. You've got to know you're the true believer. You can't go out of here thinking, well, maybe I'm an unbeliever. Maybe I'm a make-believer. If you do, that's not good. You got to go out of here knowing you're a believer. Yeah. And the proof has to be there. The vindicated proof of the Holy Spirit in your life. Because it's nothing we can do. We'll see here again. Okay. He said, divine nature, divine architect has designed it for a divine attribute, excuse me, that's been divinely predestinated. Think of that. You've been divinely predestinated. Now, somebody's been divinely predestinated, I'm sure you won't have to even worry about it being in this category or that category. No. Not being divinely predestinated. Okay? Predetermined. Divinely predestinated by a divine God. Huh. Who is the author of divine life. What will that city look like, he says. Just think of it. So just think how special these people must be. I mean, for him to build a city. Not made with man's hands. Streets of transparent gold. Our minds can't get it. We can't even find transparent gold on the earth. There's too many impurities in it. That's what gives it, you can't see through it. But just think of transparent gold. That's beyond what man melts down and puts together because man can't get all the impurities out of it. But God knows exactly how to do it. You see? And he has prepared this for his believer. Now, what if I can find myself being one of these believers? I'm not talking about just sitting here today and we come here and we sit in services, you know, and we listen to the Word of God. We come and worship God and we may pay tithes and offerings and all these different things. And by that, expect to call ourselves a believers. We cannot expect that city has been made for me by me just sitting there and saying, I believe Brother Branham was a prophet. No. No. Do you think everybody's going to be in that city that just said, I believe Brother Branham was a prophet? I've seen it on the internet, friends, where men are standing, the ones that's even leaving. Oh, they still believe Brother Branham was a prophet. But he had these faults, this fault, and this fault, and this fault. You really think people, everybody believes Brother Branham was a prophet is going to be there? Nonsense. Nonsense to even think that. It's nonsense for us to even sit here today and think because maybe I've followed this message for a long time. Or I agree with it. Just agreeing with it, don't do it either. Yeah. I'll throw a statement at you, Brother Branham said, and you'll know what he said, or you'll remember when I say this. You could have the Holy Ghost. We'll bring this out again, maybe another service, not this one. You could have the Holy Ghost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and still be lost. Oh. Oh. How can that be? That still throws people for a loop. Because that Holy Ghost anointing can come down on you and still be lost. If that gene of God isn't in you, yes, that nature of God laying there to bring it to life, you're still lost. If you had the Holy Ghost floating all over you all day long, yeah. If that nature doesn't change, still you're lost. You see? I didn't set it up. It's just the way God has it. I can't change it, you see? But that's the way it is. You see, that's why you find so many false anointed ones. Okay? All right, so we find here, let's go on now. If you want to turn with me, it's fine. Luke 10th chapter and 21st verse. It's a real short one here. Luke 10, 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit, or in spirit, and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Again, now just for a moment, think if we were one of them ones, he would have hid it from. And he hid it from the wise and the prudent. Now think of that, you see? And the prudent is very intellect. They have great intellects. They're intellectual. You see? But he has hid these things from the wise and prudent. And has revealed them unto babes. Oh. Why babes? Because they'll learn. They will be accept teaching of the Word of God. They'll openly accept and be open for it. Where the wise and the prudent always has to think things through. They always have to try to figure things out. Have you ever heard people in the message trying to figure things out instead of crying out to God for revelation? You ever hear them say that? I'm trying to figure this out. I can't figure this out. It doesn't make sense to me. I just can't get this. And I'm trying to put this together. You'll never put it together intellectually. It takes the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. And that's what you find so many people do, that revelation doesn't come. They battle and battle and struggle and fight them ways clear to the destruction oftentimes, trying to figure it out and put it together. Why this? They're always asking questions. Why this? Why did God do it this way? Why did God do it this way? But you watch the types and antitypes all through the Bible. When God would reveal, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yeah, they're babes. They accept the teaching of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is able to come in, open our heart to it. Amen. I see that. But the unbeliever and make-believer is always trying to put something together in their mind. And they can't do it. That's why they unbelieve. That's why they make believe. That's why they think they're believing when they're not. Because they've put a theory or creed together in their minds of what they finally come up with as a conclusion of maybe what the scripture says or the prophet said, and they've put something together and think, this is it. And that's why it comes out contrary to the Word of God, because it wasn't revealed by the Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, I thank God. Thank God. The Lord of heaven, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. Think of that. And really, if you really watch carefully, most of the time, I won't say every time, but most of the time, these two here are very intellectual. They're very smart. They keep a lot of things together in their mind. But the believer, Brother Bram said, Peter couldn't even write his own name. Man, the apostles couldn't. And Peter was given the keys to the kingdom. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, Peter. But my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed this to you. Oh, think of that. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. Look at the things of Apostle Paul when he went to Arabia and took all Saul out of Paul and all his intellects and began to receive revelation. Oh, then he got things straightened up, didn't he? Because it was what the Holy Spirit began to reveal to him. And it almost, the apostles couldn't even believe it hardly sometimes. How this man that went around killing and wanting the Christians destroyed comes out with his great revelations of the Word of God. You see? Because it was given to him to do so. It was given to him to have it revealed to. You see? And then by the many things Apostle Paul said and taught, show the apostles many things of reality. You see? So we find here he says, and has revealed him unto babes, even so, Father, for so it seemed good, and so it seemed good in thy sight. So again, just kind of keep in mind, again, the believer has eternal life. The unbeliever, make believer, is lost. They do not have eternal life. The believer will always say amen to that word. She'll always be able to receive that word. The unbeliever, make believer, you take your unbeliever, and they will go so far, and something will turn them off. They just can't get it. The make believer is always looking for a loophole. Yeah. Now remember, these two are both amongst the believers. They're not out there in the world. Well, they are out in the world, but the thing of it is, they're right amongst believers, worshiping with believers. Yeah. One just can't believe it. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll go out into the world. No. They may sit there under the quietness of things, and the Word of God will come forth, and it'll just be something they hold in their heart and their mind. I ain't believing that. But I got to have a place to go to church, so this is where I'm going to be. This is the most I can agree with right now, and this is the best I can do. So, you know, I'm going to stay, you know, and this is just the way it is. But I don't believe this. But I'm not going to say nothing because I don't want to start no trouble. I don't want to stir nothing. No. That's oftentimes what the believer will do. Unbeliever, I mean. The make believer, he's looking for that loophole. He's just constantly looking for something to be said wrong. He's constantly looking for something to not come out right so that he can come against it. Because he's done made his conclusion in his thoughts that this is the way I believe it is, and I'm just waiting for the time for I can speak my piece on this and prove it ain't right. Yeah. Just looking for that loophole, you see? But the little believer, the Word of God comes forth, the truth of the Word, and it's just, amen, that's so good. I'm a part of that. By God's grace, I see I'm in that. I see I'm in that number. I see I'm a part of this little economy of God, this great economy of God. I see I'm in that. And you feel so blessed and so thankful, so appreciative, you know? The Word of God comes forth and, wow. I didn't see that like that before. That is so wonderful. Yeah. See, nothing in the background of trying to find a fault. Nothing in the background, I disagree with that, but I'll hang around anyway. No. No. It's just, hey, man, I love that. That's the truth. That's from the scripture. That's from the prophet said. And it's gelled together. Hey, man, it's been revealed to me. And then your actions start proving it's been revealed to you. And you just walking around with the life of Christ, doing the things that pleases the Lord, and everything is just, you're lining up with your word, you're overcoming with the Word of God, and you stop doing things you used to do, and you start doing things you should have started doing before, and all this, you know, everything's just falling right in line. It's just gelling together so good. Oh, my, and people just see it in your life. They don't see you bucking against the Word. They don't see you trying to find fault in it. They don't see you disagreeing with something and all that. They just see you just gelled right together with that Word of God. There's your believer. There's the ones that has the city prepared for them. Now, what I just got done saying, if you know other people in the message, I'm sure you can probably think and find all three of these. Yes. Not by your judgment, but by what God's word says. Yeah. Without any problem. So you know truly that there is three kinds of believers. You're able to see it. Now the problem is, if you're an unbeliever or make believer, you may not be able to see that picture. You may not be able to understand what I just got done saying. You may think, well, I think everybody ought to be saved. Oh, I just read you a few things already showing not everybody's saved. Not everybody can be saved. Right. No. There's predestination in this. You see? All right? So let's go on now. Let's go here to 1 Corinthians 2. Let's read this, and then we're going to read some quotes here. 1 Corinthians 2, and we'll begin here at the 10th verse also. 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, 10th verse. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. There it is again. You see, the Holy Spirit reveals things to some that He don't to others. Okay? That's not what I come up with. That's God's word. Okay? But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Now we're talking about the believer. Yeah. For the Spirit searcheth all things. You see, it don't leave anything undone. The Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man? I've talked about this before. Let's read it again, though. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? So I just make it a little bit understand a little easier. I understand what a man does because I am a man. Yeah. Now, it might be kind of hard sometimes for me to figure out women because I'm not a woman. I don't have the spirit of woman on me. So there may be times women go through things I wouldn't maybe quite get what they're going through. But I'm a man, so I know what a man goes through. No problem, because I am a man. Okay? So catch what he's saying here now. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. So how am I going to know what God wants if the Spirit of God isn't in me? Okay? If the Spirit of God is in me, I will know what God wants. Is that right? Absolutely. This believer, having the Spirit of God in them, knows exactly what God wants. Okay? These two do not have the Spirit of God in them. They do not have the nature of God in them. They will know not what God wants. You ever see people? I don't care what they do, they just can't get it right, and they just can't please God. I mean, they try so hard, and they'll try so hard again, and they just can't get it. You may just get done talking to it. You might bring a message right out on it. And they just can't get it. It just ain't there. Now, if it isn't them being one of these, they just may not be born again. Okay? But if they claim to be born again, look where they've put themselves. He says, even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God, which is in him. Okay? Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Okay? The believer have not received the spirit of the world. because the spirit of the world, that worldly nature has been killed by the Holy Ghost fire. Okay, so now we're a brand new person. Okay. He says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Notice the next thing. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So again, you're going to know this believer knows exactly what God wants done. But again, have you ever heard people just keep on going through life and keep going on through life? Just keep on going through life. I don't know what God wants. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to go out and do this or go out and do that. And you've seen it in the past, some of you older ones, that Brother Timothy mentioned actually in his message the other night. They go ask the preacher everything. Because they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Should I go here? Oh, I remember that time, friends. Can I go over here? Do you care if I go there? It ain't what I care. It's what God cares. You see? But this bracket right here, friends, has to lean on somebody to tell them what to do. Can I go to the bathroom? Can I eat this meal? Can I eat like this? Can I go to this place of pleasure? Can I go to the racetrack? Can I go to this and that and that and the other? Where if you're this, you know exactly what God wants done. You don't need a man telling you every step to take. No. All it takes is being a believer, filled with the Holy Spirit, Christ in you. Now again, if you find yourself in this category, I'm telling you, the blessed assurance is so blessed. Yes. But if you still ain't sure, remember, we've got to be sure before the rapture takes place. If we think we're in one of these categories, you better, if you have it in you, or if there's anything at all inside, you better be crying out to get to that category. Because that category there is the only place you're going to have any assurance. You see? And it's not this thing claiming, I believe, I trust, I hope. No, no, no. It's vindicated that you're this. Vindicated that you're this. You see? And this is something you cannot do. Okay? Let's go on. We'll find it. Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words with which man's wisdom teacheth, no, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Yeah. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Have you ever heard? I've said that a few times this morning, but have you ever heard people hear something from the Word of God? Well, that seems so silly, but I'll do it anyway. What? It seems so silly, but I'll do it anyway. I don't understand it, but I better do it, or somebody will think bad about me. Does that sound like a believer? No. But what if the Word of God comes? Oh, I see, that's so wonderful. Why, sure, I'll do that, Lord, whatever you want. Yeah, that's the believer. Okay? He says, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. These two here cannot know. No. It wasn't given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Because they are spiritually discerned. So the Holy Spirit has to be living in you to discern that. Okay? But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Now, if you're spiritual, friends, living by faith, you'll know you please God. Yeah. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Come on now. to know the mind of the Lord? Listen to what Paul's saying here. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now let me break that down for you a little bit. But we have the mind of Christ. If you search it out, it is this mind of Christ is one who has perceived divine things. The Word of God is divine. Yes. Have a capacity for spiritual truth. These two have not the capacity of spiritual truth. Only this one has the capacity of spiritual truth. Okay? Are you following me so far?
Amen.
Okay? And also has a particular mode of thinking and judging thoughts. These ones that have the mind of Christ has a particular mode of judging, of thinking and judging thoughts, feelings, purposes, and desires. Now, isn't that strange? Because these two here, oftentimes, they may say something to somebody in a way that was so carnal, and it may hurt somebody. Yeah. Or they may look at somebody and judge them wrongfully and think they was talking about them and belittling them when the person wasn't. So they don't have that capacity to make that judgment. So they're getting their feelings hurt. I think somebody's always talking about them. They don't have that capacity to judge. Righteous judgment. But they, the believer that has the mind of Christ, has that capacity to judge righteously of somebody, what they're doing to them, what's going on, the situation around them. You ever see people do that? There's just some that just, but it's filled with the Holy Spirit, and they just have this something about it. They have this capacity about them. They don't think wrong about this happening or this, that, and the other. They just know how to put everything together. But it just seems like there's these people around that just can't put it together right, and they're always starting trouble, stirring trouble, saying something they shouldn't say, thinking things they shouldn't say, feeling sorry for themselves that everybody's against them because somebody squeaked something the way you didn't like it squeaked, because you do not have the capacity, spiritual capacity, to make righteous judgment. Yeah. But the believer that has the mind of Christ does. Now again, the things that I'm speaking, friends, will let you know which category you're in. Will not?
Amen.
Absolutely. If I can find myself in this category, blessed am I. If I'm here, I better be crying out to God for mercy, if it's possible. You see? Okay? Now, let's go on. Now remember, I was saying the little believer reading scriptures showing that the believer knows what God wants. Did I not read it to you? Absolutely. All right. Now let's refresh your mind to what the prophet said in the letter the Holy Spirit. You'll know what I'm going to read. The Holy Spirit told the prophet to pick up his pen and begin to write. And listen what the Holy Spirit had to say. They're going through that prophet, through that arm, into them fingers, into that pen, through that ink, and onto paper. Okay? Same thing that was done when these scriptures was wrote. Is that right? Absolutely. Okay? Paragraph 172, or page 172. The members of the virgin bride, now here we go, because these ain't. The members of that virgin bride, okay, will love him. Yes. And they will have his potentials. Didn't I just read it in the scriptures? Absolutely. Watch how this all goes together. They will have his potentials, for he is their head. And all power belongs to him. They are subject to him. Who? The believer, the bride, is subject to him. Okay? As the members of our bodies are subject to our heads. Now think about this. As our bodies are subject to our heads. My head, or in other words, my thinking, says move left arm and hand. It moves. Is that right? Wasn't that so simple? Just automatically. Now, the head again is going to say move that left arm and hand again. It moved it again. So easy. So simple. Okay? All right? Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. Okay. What about the believer? The same thing. The head says, move. You move. Now, wouldn't that look silly if I'm in my head here, you know, I think left arm move. And somehow my arm had its own thinking, I don't want to move. I don't want to move. I'm not going to move right now. I ain't going to do that. I don't believe that's what I want to do right now because my arm, I'm hurting. But the head said move. And it moved because there was nothing there in there to buck against this. Okay. There's nothing in this to buck against the head because she's a part of the head. Ah, part of him. Came from the same source. This all is joined together as one body. Come from the same source. Yes. The head thinks, the body moves. So easily. So simple. Excuse me. All right, let's go on. Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. John 5:19. This harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride, the believer. Okay. He shows her his word of life. That's what he's doing to you again today. Showing his word of life. Okay? He's got vessels he uses to do that, to renew our minds back to it and exhort upon it. Okay. He shows her his word of life, and she receives it. She receives it. Okay? And she never doubts it. These two doubts. You ever doubt God's word? Uh-oh. You better look out if you doubt his word. The true believer never doubts the word. Never. Okay? Therefore, nothing can harm her. Now you see where you're at, believer? Nothing can harm you. Oh, glory. Talk about assurance. Oh, glory. Not even death. I mean, not even death can harm you. No. Not when you know you're right there and you got the fruits of it. You see, I'm not going to get as far as I want to go this morning. But for if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride. There's a secret to it. The word was in the bride. Yeah. As it was in Mary. The bride has the mind of Christ. Remember what I just read to you, what the mind of Christ was? Oh my. You go got the capacity to make righteous judgment of feelings, desires, and different things in life that goes on. There's something about it. You've got the right thing it takes. The believer does. The unbeliever and the make-believer always is getting something messed up. Always. I'm not saying the bride or the believer will never make a mistake. But she ain't always getting stuff messed up. No. She knows what God wants done. Yeah. Now that's why it narrows down to just a few. Just a few. Okay? The bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what He wants done with the Word. You just know. Again, did you ever see people? Did you just preach the message? If I could put it all together, friends, it'd probably be astounding to see how many times I've gotten behind this pulpit and preached the message, read it right from quotes and scriptures, and people come to me and say, I don't get what you're talking about. I don't get it. I just don't get that. Where do you get that from? And I just got done reading it. Where do you get it from? But this little believer knows exactly what God wants done with that word. Yes. She performs the command of the word in His name, for she has, thus saith the Lord. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit. Ah, there's the secret. The word is quickened by the Spirit. And it comes to pass. There's your believer again. It don't happen here, but it happens here. The word of God is quickened, and it comes to pass. She says, it will manifest, you see. Like a seed that is planted and watered, it comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. It comes to full harvest, friends. It don't leave out Christ, the mystery God revealed. It don't leave out Paul, prisoner of Jesus Christ. It don't leave out the new birth. No. It comes to full harvest. Matching again the scripture. God gave gifts unto the church. For the edifying of the body of Christ, for unity of faith, till we come to the fullness of the stature of Christ. Romans, that we be conformed to the image of Christ, predestinated to. Okay? It comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. Those in the bride do only His will. What? Only His will. These two don't have a clue how to do only His will. No. They can go so far, but they can't know everything God wants done. You'll find that place that they always get something mixed up. Just can't get it right. And you try to tell them and give them another message and they still can't get it right. Give them another message and they still can't get it right. And probably be giving them messages till Jesus comes and still not get it right. They'll still be that same person that's easily offended. That same person that thinks people's against them. That same person that's easily aroused, hot-tempered. Yeah, same person. It just doesn't change. But the believer, when she receives the word, she becomes the word. These two can't receive it. I read it to you. They can't receive it. How's she going to become it? She can't. Only this one. And she's got eternal life. The other ones are lost. You see? Saints, I don't know how much more plainer it could be. I really don't. I honestly don't know how. Those in the bride do only His will. No one can make them do otherwise. Just think of that. They ain't no preacher. They ain't no evangelist. They ain't no teacher, no nothing can make them do otherwise. No. No auntie, uncle, nobody can make them do otherwise. No. They have thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. They know that it has to be God in them doing the works. Oh, yeah. They, the believer, knows it has to be God in them doing the works. Okay? Fulfilling his own word. Yeah. He did not complete all his work while in his earthly ministry, so now his works, or now he works in and through the bride, which is the believer. Okay? She knows that. There it is again. But everybody else has been hidden. But the little believer knows that. Oh, she's got it. She knows it. For it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do. But he will, he says, but he will now fulfill through the bride that work which he left for this specific time. These two can't find their place in that. The only ones that can find themselves in that work is the believer, the little bride. You see? All right, I'm going to close it off here. Let me read this one real quick here. He says here, Romans 8:1, this was in How Can I Overcome, August 25th, 1963, paragraph 68. Romans 8:1, we are all baptized into one body in the domain of that kingdom. One spiritual baptism. Why don't you sisters come up if you will. No matter how, well, let's back up here and make sure you get it. Romans 8:1, we are all baptized into one body in the domain of that kingdom, one spiritual baptism. No matter how good, how bad, whatever, you're in that kingdom by the Holy Ghost baptism. Make a difference what the past is, friends. We're in that kingdom by the Holy Ghost baptism. See, he says, that's the only way you overcome. It's that Holy Spirit baptism. It's all that is under the shed blood is overcomers. That is all that's under the shed blood. These two are not even under the shed blood. For the blood was only for the elect, Brother Branham said. Is that right? Absolutely. What a bad situation. See how special these people are? They're the only ones that has the blood to cover. Because you cannot overcome yourself. Impossible, friend. You can't do it. One thing, you'll never know what God wants done. He says, it's he that overcome for you. Listen to the next few words, if you don't remember. I want you to think about it. You're resting. Resting? Brother Steve, I fight and I struggle all the time trying to figure things out. Is resting. How will I know then, Brother Branham? How will I know that I'm in there? Watch what kind of a life you're living. Just look around and see if it's just lived out of you automatically. Just look around and see if it's lived out of you automatically. That's all you got to do. Or are you sitting down trying to think and figure things out, and why can't I quit this? And I don't understand what he wants done. Why does God want me to do this? You're supposed to be resting. If you're a believer. Just look and see if it's just lived out of you automatically. Or do you have to strain? pull, see, then you're doing it. That's not the overcomer. But don't try to do it. Did you ever try? He says, yeah. He says, just like putting a baby's arm in the sleeve hole. I've heard this years ago. You see, he's just up and down and all over and everything else. You ever see a little baby do that? We probably don't remember doing it when it was that little, but you ever see a mother try to put a baby's arm, and it's just, if you would try to tell that baby to do it, it would just be all over the place, just struggling and straining and pulling and just, oh, don't know what to do, you know? He can't do it. No. Put on your coat, honey, but he can't do it. Little arm is up and down and around, but it takes your steady hand to put it in there. Oh, he says, I'm so glad I can just yield my hand to the Father and say, Lord Jesus, I can't get it in there. You help me, Lord. Oh my. Put the coat on me. I quit trying. Just let him do it. So many people want to have control of things. They want to try to figure things out. All right. If the little baby keeps trying, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it. Oh, I've heard that story before. I can't do it, I can't do it. I've seen people leave the church and they left saying, I can't do it, I can't do it. I just can't do it. Well, they should have realized that a long time ago they can't do it. It takes Christ to do it for them. But they want to leave and give up before they can come to that point of Christ in the form. Yeah. If the little baby keeps trying, I can't do it, I can't do it, and he's just everywhere, you see, he can't do it. Neither can you, and neither can I. But if we'll just hold still and let him do it, just yield to him and say, Lord, here I am. Just let me be nothing, Lord. I yield. And you put my hand in the right place. He said, that's the victory. Because then it ain't you doing no more. That's the overcoming. The thing you have to do is overcome yourself. He's giving a little clue here to the believer. Yeah. Will you listen? Are you a believer to believe it? Or have you got something, oh, don't work that way, Brother Steve. No. I've got to have something to do with this. This is something I've got to try. I've tried and I've gained some ground before, and I can gain some ground on the next thing here. No. No. Or is it a believer? Lord, here's my hand. Put it in the arm hole. I can't do it, Lord. Just can't do it. Thing you have to overcome is yourself and your idea, your thing, and surrender yourself to him. He overcome for you, you see. He knows the way. We don't. And as I've read this word so far today, he knows the way. Right there, the word knows the way. I don't. But he knows the way to the believer. Yeah. And he knows the way to the unbeliever and make believer, which way it goes. Yeah. You see? Yeah, I trust it's helped you somewhere a little bit. Amen. But remember again, the truth shall set you free. Amen. Praise his holy name. I love the word of God. Do you? Amen. Amen. I do too. Let us all stand. I can truly see he's in love with us. Is he not? Amen. I'm in love with him. Let's sing it a little chorus. I've sung for a long time, just a little chorus. I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. Oh, I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. I'm a picture of King Jesus. I would like for is the master of the sea. For I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. Sing it again, Brother Timothy, come up, dismiss us. For I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. I'm a picture of King Jesus. I would like for you to see. He's the healer of all diseases. Yes, he is. He's the master.
Precious word, how it should bring an assurance to our hearts. And if we find ourselves a little short, then it's time to cry out, as our brother said, and may we ask God, Lord, open my eyes and give me eyesight, Lord, that I can see. And don't ever let me think that I'm something that I'm not, but Lord, let me always measure myself up by that precious word, and let it tell the story of where we're standing. I'm so glad for what he's doing for us, saints. Amen. As we bow our heads, Lord, we just thank you one more time for this day and the chance to have been here. And Lord, we just pray that these precious words will root themselves deep within our hearts. And Lord, may our lives truly be a light that's shining forth, Lord, the glory of Jesus Christ. And nothing that we can do, Lord, nothing that we will do, but what you will do through us, Lord. And it'll only be by your mercy and your grace. But help us to stay humble, Lord, and in humility, Lord, just reaching out to you and knowing that, Lord, you are more than sufficient to do all that's needed done. And Lord, we just pray for those that couldn't be here once more. Lord, you would bless them and strengthen them. And Lord, just have your way in each one. Bless our brothers and sisters. They have to travel back home. And Lord, just keep your hand up on each one of us and bring us back if you should tarry the next appointed time. And Lord, we'll just come hungry and expecting to hear from you. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Amen. Just sing that little chorus. I'll say amen to Jesus as we go. Amen. I'll say amen to Jesus. Amen all the time. Amen. Bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.